We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ryan Burrow is joining us this morning. If you're buying a car or soon will be, you want to check out these survey results first. The 2019 J.D. Power IQS survey is out. This is kind of like the Bible, isn't it, Ryan?
In some respects, at least that's the way the automakers see it. It's the IQS is the initial quality study. Now, this is how vehicles fare after purchase 90 days, within that 90-day span. These aren't used cars that are purchased. This isn't the longevity of a vehicle, just those first 90 days, looking for defects, shortcomings, things like paint imperfections, brake suspension noises, check engine lights. And for the second straight year, the top three are all Korean automakers. Number one, Genesis. Number two, Kia. And number three, Hyundai. All part of the same manufacturing group. And like I said, this is the second consecutive year. If you're looking for where the American vehicles fare, let's just continue to run down the list. Ford 4, Lincoln 5, Chevy 6. Then you've got Nissan, Dodge, Lexus, and Toyota all rounding out the top 10. Once again, this is not long-term reliability, value, or popularity. This is solely those first 3 months after purchase.
But this list is something a lot of people take in mind when they're purchasing a car.
Absolutely. You don't want to be back at that dealership within a couple of weeks with the first issue of your brand new car. Absolutely not. So this is very important for people who are making that new car purchase to take a look at and say, you know what, this seems to have better value, at least in the onset, because they don't have quite as many problems. Do you want to point out, by the way, Tesla was not ranked. The way these surveys work is the J.D. Power actually reaches out to customers, and Tesla did not give them the authorization to do that. And so as a result, Tesla is not part of the study.
All right. Well, is this a new position for the Korean automakers, or have they been up there before?
Well, this is the second consecutive year that they have topped the top three. They've usually had pretty good success in this category. And obviously, they enjoy that. I just went to the Genesis website. I don't know a ton about Genesis vehicles, but they're already touting the fact that they were number one for a second consecutive year.
All right. So, Ryan, we're paying attention to the list. I'm sure as a lot of people are. That's Ryan Burrow with more on the J.D. Power list.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.